This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Nearly all of Colorado is in severe drought or worse. Dave Simmerall with the Federal Drought Monitor says dryness has intensified across the southeast U.S., especially western and central parts of Colorado. Plus, exceptional drought hit Kiowa County near the Kansas border.
We've been getting reports from ranchers in that area of conditions, and essentially there's just no grass growing at all. So folks are having to get supplemental hay and feed for their cattle.
Simmerall says Colorado has gotten only half of the normal monsoon rainfall for this time of year. Vera Ottagon of Pueblo will be among the Republican delegates tonight at the White House to hear Donald Trump accept his party's nomination. The Republican National Committee woman tells Colorado Matters that she wants to hear how Trump plans to restore the economy.
And to make sure that there's confidence in the people, that the economy is better, that the virus is under control, so people can go out again and go out back to work and go out to spending and go out to enjoying their usual lifestyle.
Ottagon co-owns a couple of medical clinics with her husband. She's one of six delegates from Colorado who attended this week's convention in Charlotte. The state's other delegates voted by proxy. 94 in Denver, it's 81 in Vail, 97 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.